Moore is, quote, unfit to serve. If he refuses to withdraw and wins, the Senate should vote to expel him.
Correspondent Kaylee Hartung. Yet another accuser's come out against Congressman John Conyers. A woman who says she worked for the Michigan Democrat for more than a decade says he slid his hand up her skirt while she was sitting next to him in church. Conyers is expected to address his future in a Detroit radio interview later today. Billy Bush is speaking out about his infamous 2005 recorded conversation aboard an Access Hollywood bus with President Trump, the one the now president has reportedly been privately doubting in recent weeks. Bush lost his job over that conversation, and he told late night host Stephen Colbert,
I said, okay, you're reopening wounds on them too. Enough's enough. Stop playing around with the people's lives. That upset me. So I wrote.
Bush wrote in a New York Times op-ed this week the conversation did indeed take place. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,290, the NASDAQ at 67.75. In sports, the Caps beat the Sharks, the Wizards get blown out by the Jazz, and Monday Night Football, the Steelers beat the Bengals. WMAL News Time, 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The National Mall. The epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking it as a talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass. Carpoolers travel toll-free with Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
John, we have a fully engulfed car fire right now, Interstate 95. And I'm watching this closely for you as you're coming northbound 95, right at the Prince William Parkway. And the second fire truck on the scene here, they are dousing the vehicle right now. Looks like the flames are being put out, but the billowing smoke for sure. Definitely everyone can see this as you're coming northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway as they're taking care of this car fire. Quite dramatic. Left lane only getting by, but they are allowing one lane to get by. In those express lanes, you're getting by without any trouble there. But you're checking it out. There's a lot to see. Oh, here come the flames again. Okay, so they're working on this. I'll keep you posted. On 66, eastbound through Manassas, Centerville, slow in Fair Oaks, and then toward the Beltway. We had the earlier crash at the Beltway, which is now cleared. Suitland Parkway, jammed as you come inbound. Suitland Parkway up to the intersection with First Sterling. They were detouring traffic there due to a crash, and northbound First Sterling was closed at the scene of the incident as well. Maryland's 50, John Hanson Highway, up toward the Beltway, right at the exit for the Beltway, the right side block with the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet for the commute home. We should stay dry this morning. Clouds are already gathering. We'll go through the afternoon with some rain coming in. A south breeze, 63. Rain early tonight, 43. Tomorrow, near 50. With clouds and sunshine early, more clouds later. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 45 in Manassas, 48 in La Plata, 50 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by VDOT. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few minutes, Kerry Severino joins us from the Judicial Crisis Network. Going to break down all the cases that are before the Supreme Court and will be before the court. That'd be interesting to talk to Kerry about that. 8:05 this morning, Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane joins us, and he'll tell us about the latest with 66, those express lanes. You may be sitting on them right now. Tell you why those charges are the way they are and what they're paying for. And then Larry Kudlow joins us at 8:35 this morning as taxes steam along here, this tax reform package. All ahead on Mornings with the Mom, Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Back in September, remember that long ago, the U.S. signed on to the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants. And this is a U.N. Issue, and it called for a global compact on migration, all capitalized there, global compact on migration, that was going to be developed in the future, near future, and it would be, quote, a significant opportunity to improve the governance on migration, to address the challenges associated with today's migration, and to strengthen the contribution of migrants and migration to sustainable development. This is all according to the UN. Right there, you say UN, I'm out. Once the UN find out the UN involves in something, I'm like, I'm out. Well,
yeah, is that a good idea that the UN be involved in immigration policy for a sovereign territory?
So, well, funny you should happen to mention that.
Huh.
Nikki Haley is with you and me, and told the UN, our decisions on immigration policies must always be made by Americans and Americans alone. We will decide how best to control our borders and who will be allowed to enter our country. So once we found out what that pact was about, we're like,
technically,
probably not going to be part of this.
By definition, if an international body helps you regulate what your immigration policy is, it's not an immigration policy. It's an emigration policy. It's about who they can send to your country. So that's probably not in our best interest.
Yeah, Rex Tillerson backed Nikki Haley up and said, while we will continue to engage on a number of fronts at the United Nations, in this case, we simply cannot, in good faith, support a process that could undermine the sovereign right of the United States to enforce our immigration laws and secure our borders. The UN General Assembly, the president of the UN General Assembly, Miroslav Lajcak, spoke out against this, of course, saying that the U.S. inclusion in the process is vital because of American history. He said the role of the United States in this process is critical, as it has historically and generously welcomed people from all across the globe and remains home to the largest number of international migrants in the world. As such, it is the experience and expertise to help ensure that this process leads to a successful outcome. In other words, well, we were going to send everybody to America, so if America doesn't allow this to happen, we don't have a program anymore. Pretty much what he was saying. I translate from UN gibberish to English.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
After unwinding the UN. Kate Steinle's murder is leading to a new Republican bill that's going to punish officials, local law officials, for sheltering illegal aliens. This is Congressman Todd Rokita from Indiana. He introduced a bill on Friday of last week that would give local officials huge fines and possibly jail time if they refuse to comply with federal immigration law. So
I love this.
Yeah. So this is according to the Blaze and Fox News here. On Monday, Rokita introduced the SLAP Act. I love that name.
I love the name of it.
I'm not sure it exactly works in the sexual harassment era, but nice try, Todd Rokita. The Stopping Lawless Actions of Politicians Act, SLAP, in the wake of that Kate Steinle verdict, which, by the way, remember, Zarate, her killer, was let go on all murder charges. He was acquitted of any sort of manslaughter or murder charge after accidentally firing a gun three times in her direction. That happened. So the bill actually takes aim directly at sanctuary cities and the people who make those policies happen. Basically, they would criminally hold accountable anybody who violates immigration laws. Those in violation of the act could face up to $1 million in fines and up to 5 years in prisons if they're convicted. Rokita said to Fox News, quote, politicians don't get to pick and choose what laws to comply with. Americans are dying because politicians sworn to uphold the law refuse to do so. And that's what happened in Kate Steinle's case.
There better be something in this act that also says that $1 million fine cannot be paid for by taxpayer funds. Or somebody else, you know,
right.
Some kind of, because
wouldn't
that's
that
what they'll be like, sure, no problem. And they'll just have their slush fund or their super PAC or some group that supports them pay the fine for them. No.
Like a couple weeks ago, I'd be like, Mary, there's no way taxpayers would pay $1 million for something like this. And then we get these settlements for sexual harassment claims in Congress where taxpayers are paying all the settlements.
Yeah.
And now who knows?
Well, I think we pay for a lot of things we don't know about.
True.
All right, there is another illegal immigrant, Balthazar Rosas Alberto Gutierrez, who lives in the northwestern part of the United States. And a while ago, he talked to the Seattle Times regarding his girlfriend. His girlfriend, with whom he has children, met in Washington State. They created a life there. They had kids. He harvested clams. She looked after the kids and sometimes made and sold pinatas. So he was making a good living because she's a stay-at-home mom. So I know a lot of citizens who wish they could have that kind of arrangement. So Diaz, along with the kids, went to a bank parking lot in June to meet someone who had answered an online ad that she had placed for pinatas. And this person wanted to buy a pinata, meet me in the parking lot. She said, fine. It was ICE agents. It was not someone who wanted to buy pinatas. It was ICE agents. And before they took her away, they walked her home and they dropped the kids off with Garcia. Alberto Gutierrez, excuse me. And he said, well, why don't you take us all? Because he was also here illegally. And they said, well, she had a prior deportation order from 10 years ago. She was caught trying to sneak across the border. She was sent back. She was barred from reentering. But he didn't have a deportation order. So they said, no, we're not going to, you know, okay. Right now, as of right now, nope, you're not being taken. So he entered the country illegally when he was 17 years old and settled in the Northwest. So now, since he gave this story to the Seattle Times, guess who paid him a visit? ICE, shockingly, paid him a visit. And so he is now sitting in the slammer. He does not have a date yet set for any kind of hearing, but he is awaiting deportation. But now he says he's going to fight it. And the ACLU is, of course, footing the bills for him because they're saying his First Amendment rights were violated. And well, I'm sitting here thinking, well, if you rob a bank and you talk about it, can't they come and get you?
But wait. I the thing here is, like, what we constantly hear is that illegal immigrants are living in the shadows. Right? They're living in the shadows. This guy did an interview with the Seattle Times. That's not living in the shadows. that's so brazen. He's like, yeah, we're illegal, whatever. Like, and then ICE is like, you know what? Maybe we should check on the guy who did an interview with the Seattle Times.
And you want to add insult to injury. He said he had originally intended to save money for another year here and then reunite with his family in Mexico. But now he doesn't want to be deported because that involves being barred from the U.S. for many years. And he wants to come back here when his children, who are U.S. citizens, are older and can help him live here legally. They know how to work
the system. It's nice to have a wish list. 7:15 now on WMAL. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The car fire extinguished, but still a lot of activity. Virginia commuters, Interstate 95 northbound. Boy, we're jammed Dale City to Woodbridge as you come up toward 123. That's where we had the car fire on the side where you're making the exit to go to 123. One lane gets by there. The main lines of 95, all of your lanes open, but boy, it's slow. Let's go over to Route 1. If you're thinking that it's an option, we have two problems on Route 1, so that's definitely causing extra the time needed. North of 234 for the crash, and then beyond, starting to see some improvement, but still slows to get up toward 95 on Route 1 due to the earlier multi-car crash. Suitland Parkway, boy, it's been a mess this morning. Inbound Suitland Parkway at first, Sterling for the crash. That's right before you get to 295. Heading in on 50, the John Hanson Highway. Right before the Beltway, it's still a lot of activity along the right as well. So if you're coming in, say, from 3301, that's almost back where the delays begin, near 197. So plan accordingly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's go to the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, cloudy. Periods of rain early, a low of 43. And then tomorrow, we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later in the day, a high around 50. Right now in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
Joining us now, Carrie Severino with Judicial Confirmation Network. She is the Judicial Crisis Network's chief counsel, policy director, and former clerk to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. So who better to discuss a case before the Supreme Court that is starting today? Carrie, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Let's talk about the Masterpiece Cake Shop. They are in front of the Supreme Court. They are being sued by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And this is about the fact that this bake shop owner said, I'll sell you a cake, but I'm not going to decorate it the way you want me to decorate it. Why is this case different from some of the other cases we've seen? Is it different? It seems like it is.
Well, I think in this case, there's a very clear idea of how Jack Phillips, the baker here, is using cakes as his artistic expression. He's actually an artist first and then got into pastry baking and is combining the two. And he said to this couple, you can buy any cake you want off the shelf. That's fine. But I can't lend my artistic expression to promoting a message I disagree with. And Colorado, the state of Colorado, is telling him otherwise. It's saying, no, this is a message you have to send. Even though they're willing to give lots of other people exemptions for, say, not creating cakes that are anti-Semitic or cakes that are even opposed to same-sex marriage. So it's a real biased situation in the government side, and it's someone who simply just wants to carry out his business in accordance with his faith.
Now, the gay couple involved here, Charlie Craig and David Mullins of Denver, argue that this is about the rights of gay people. This is a quote now. The rights of gay people to receive equal service in business and not be afraid of being turned away because of who they are. It's about basic access to public life. Is there a legal question there that works in their favor, or do you find that the case is pretty clear cut?
Well, I think the thing that makes that undermines that argument is the fact that he was willing to serve them. This would be a very different case, I think, if he said, I'm just not going to serve a whole class of people who walks in my door. That's not the case. He's happy to give them any other kind of cake. But whether it was a gay couple or a straight couple who asked for a cake sending this particular message, he would have said no. And he has a lot of other kinds of cakes that he says he won't make either. So a bachelorette party cake with a kind of lewd theme to it he wouldn't make. He doesn't make Halloween cakes with devils on them and things. So it's not about this issue. It's simply about messages. And it's not about the people he won't serve. It's simply a message he won't do. So that's what makes it a First Amendment case, I think, more than a discrimination case. And that'll make the difference today in the court.
And Carrie, to me, because it is being viewed as an artistic issue as opposed to I'm just not going to make the cake. Is this why, for instance, artists can say, well, I'm not going to perform for the president. I won't perform for this person because of their political beliefs. Is this along the same lines?
Well, yeah, we certainly have a right in this country to not be forced to speak, or in that case, art is sort of a form of speech, with a message that I disagree with. And that's something that our country has held very dear for a long time. So the good news is there's so many different kinds of people in this country. There are going to be lots of people who do want to perform for the president or want to come and meet him at the White House. There's a lot of people who are going to be happy to make this cake. And the question is whether we can simply live and let live and have different people choosing which messages they want to send.
Now, as you being a court watcher, do you have a sense of what direction the court is going to go? Have you seen any signs foretelling where the arguments will be today and what kind of reactions from the justices that you'll get?
Well, we could see one of two different scenarios. One is it turns into this 5-4 case, and then really Justice Kennedy's vote is the swing vote on this. He's typically the swing vote in the middle of the court. Or I think you could see something like we saw last year in the Trinity Lutheran case, which was the big religious freedom case last term. That was 7-2. That's because there are a lot more justices in this court that are going to say, hey, maybe I don't agree with this particular form of speech or this particular religious principle, but I think there is a real place in our Constitution that protects those. So you might see this cross, you think of as the typical cross the aisle on the court side of things, and bring a much broader coalition. We'll know more after we hear some of the questions, I think, at oral argument this morning. I'm excited to hear them.
Depending on how the ruling goes, I mean, one way or another, it may be that this could set a massive precedent, and just the way I see it is, if the art argument holds up, and which basically will allow for people to continue to provide services to anybody who walks in their doors, unless it involves artistic expression, then they get to make a decision. If it goes the other way, though, if the idea is, well, no, the cake shop should be compelled to make this cake, and to use their art in this way, that's going to set a massive precedent nationwide, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll see what happened to Jack Phillips happened to a lot of other people who are involved in any way in the wedding industry. He basically had to just drop 40% of his business because he couldn't make wedding cakes at all. That's obviously a huge blow for a baker. And when you think of photographers, if you had to say, I'm not doing weddings, what a huge portion of your business is. It would unfortunately make people of faith, or at least people that share his views in faith, not able to access a lot of fields and industries, and that would be a real shame in a country.
And it's not just
protect religious freedom.
And it's not just faith. It's about politics here too, as Mary said. You could it'll make it that much more difficult for anybody to turn down doing services that they disagree with, right? So if a political event, if a performer would normally go to any political event, and all of a sudden they disagree with your politics because you're pro-life or pro-choice or whatever, and they're like, I'm not showing up for that reason, then they're running afoul of the law and precedent set by the Supreme Court.
And the thing that makes that so dangerous is when you've got the government picking and choosing which messages they think are okay to hear, it's a real problem. It means whoever wins, there's a lot of high stakes. You could make a law that, regardless of which side wins, they're going to then criminalize the other side's beliefs and expression. That's not the kind of country any of us wants to live in. We don't want to yo-yo going back and forth between the two parties and our laws that way.
Right.
I think it's much better to have a system that just allows people to speak. And this is why we have the First Amendment.
It's interesting. That's why, like, in a case like this, you might support gay marriage, but there are actually good legal reasons why you'd want to support the Masterpiece Bake Shop here for this.
There have been some gay couples who stepped forward and said the same thing. And I think that's a hallmark of our society, that we can stand up for people's beliefs even when we disagree with them 100%.
Carrie Severino of the Judicial Crisis Network, thanks for breaking it down. I know you'll be at the court. We'll check back in with you soon.
Thanks.
All right, 7:24 now on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
All right, if you're looking for a great dentist, or maybe you have a dentist, you're like, yeah, I'd give another dentist a try. You got to check out Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, and here's why. I did it. I am not a fan of dentistry. I get nervous. I get apprehensive. I got my issues with it. I don't like having someone poking around in my mouth like that, because it's also fear of the unknown. Well, there's no fear of the unknown when you go to see them. You feel so comfortable that you can tell them what makes you nervous, and they're totally cool with it. They don't judge you at all. The dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry specialize in people like you and me. If we get nervous, or some people get downright fearful of going to the dentist, so they put you in control. They tell you about everything they're going to do before they do it, so there's no unknown, and I love that. They want you to be comfortable. You get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Now, if you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or if maybe you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's begin 50. Maryland commuters, as you head toward Freeway Airport and eventually up to the Beltway, we have a big time delay here coming in from 197. But relief on the way, because they've just released all traffic. All lanes are open. You still see the activity on the shoulder, but at least you can get by now. Not an obstacle to get up to those Beltway exits. So 50 commuters, definitely going to need a little extra time here. Once you get up onto the Beltway, first set of outer loop delays, you're in good shape through New Carrollton and Greenbelt. The slows College Park to Silver Spring, then you're good. If you're heading over to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, part of the problem is along the way as you make your trip before 210, we had broken down reported in the local lanes right near 210, walking a lane. 66 in Centerville, the crash cleared to the shoulder. Heavy delays through Manassas, again Fair Oaks and at the Beltway, and the toll inside the Beltway right now, recalculated, it's $24 if you join on from the Beltway to D.C., $24. 395 in Landmark, slow again at the 14th Street Bridge. We're bunched up. Now, traffic update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the march with a strong cold front coming in. It'll start knocking temperatures down slowly. Today, 63, a south breeze. Rain this afternoon. Periods of rain early tonight, 43 overnight. 50 degrees tomorrow. More clouds late in the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 48 degrees, 727 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Coming up, we got some Senate news for you. That Roy Moore race just got a lot more interesting, thanks in part, no small part, to the President of the United States. We'll tell you about his role now, and also the RNC's role has shifted as well. All ahead, 7:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Michigan Congressman John Conyers expected to announce today he will not run for re-election. The 88-year-old Democrat will make that announcement this morning, according to his great-nephew, Ian, who says he'll run for the seat himself next year. Conyers has been caught up in the latest wave of sex harassment scandals. Several women claim he made unwelcome advances. The nation's first cop to face a terrorism charge goes on trial today in Alexandria. Former Metro Transit police officer Nicholas Young's accused of handing over $250 in gift cards destined for ISIS to an undercover FBI source last year. Young's lawyer says the sting amounts to entrapment. Documents show Young had been under surveillance since 2010. If at first you don't succeed...
Didn't quite have the fanfare when crowds came out Sunday to see what turned out to be a failed implosion, but a day later, crews were able to take down the upper section of the Pontiac, Michigan Silverdome. The demolition company says wiring issues were the culprit in the first explosion that left the suburban Detroit stadium still standing. The NFL's Lions played there from 1975 to 2001. The Silverdome was also once the home of the NBA's Detroit Pistons and hosted the Super Bowl in 1982. I'm Joe Ramsey.
That I-66 sticker shock for the price of those new tolls inside the Beltway, Mayor may not be settling down a bit today. After reaching a high of 34.50 yesterday morning, the tolls right now are a maximum of $24 for the entire route. Virginia's Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane joins Mornings on the Mall at 8.05 to explain the state's strategy. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24.290, the NASDAQ at 67.75. In sports, brought to you by Staples, the Caps say no way, Jose, and beat the Sharks. The Wizards suffer their worst loss since 1971 to the Jazz, and the Steelers beat the Bengals on Monday Night Football. Up next, traffic and weather together as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Staples has great deals on gift ideas to bring smiles to everyone on your list. Electronic gifts like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, or streaming devices and smart home solutions, even board games like Monopoly. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles at Staples.
Kids, 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2017.
Kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carswithkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. A vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Also accepting boats and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hi, it's Eric Stewart from Sunday Mornings right here on WMAL. In 30 years of home sales, I have a brand new class on successfully aging in place. It's free December 12th and 14th in Maryland and Virginia at noon. I'll teach you there are only 7 options for every homeowner, what they are, how to approach downsizing, selling, giving away, throwing your stuff away. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, register right now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
7:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge, commuters out of Maryland, it's a slow rush hour for you here as you make your travels. Approaching Route 5 Branch Avenue, that's where the delays begin. The trouble is well ahead on the Wilson Bridge, and those far right local lanes crashed. It looks like they finally have that contained to the shoulder. They're doing quick work there, actually, but still a lot to check out. So to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland with those big delays. If you're exiting onto 295 north, it's the stop and go up toward Blue Plains. Trying to see some improvement here, and that's what's happening on the Suitland Parkway. Had the serious crash that had stopped all traffic, but now open inbound Suitland Parkway at Firth Sterling. That's before you get on to 295. Heading Maryland 50, John Hanson Highway, all lanes reopened at the Beltway from a crash there. And Virginia, it was the car fire north on 95. Still with the activity, but the main lines you're getting through at the Prince William Parkway in the exit lanes. It's just the right lane of two that remains blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the march with a strong cold front coming in. It'll start knocking temperatures down slowly. Today, 63, a south breeze. Rain this afternoon. Periods of rain early tonight, 43 overnight. 50 degrees tomorrow, more clouds late in the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 41 in Warrenton, 42 in Beltsville, 47 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, Tuesday morning. At 8:05, Aubrey Lane will be joining us. He is the Virginia Transportation Secretary. We'll discuss those tolls on I-66 with him. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow joins us to talk about the tax fight on Capitol Hill that was raging, hopefully won't be raging much longer. I'm Mary Welter. Speaking of raging, here's Vince Colonese.
Raging, thank you.
The raging
very
Vince
much.
Colonese.
The raging. They call Carville the Raging Cajun. That's a great name. Okay, go get him, Roy. That's the words that the President of the United States said to Roy Moore yesterday by phone. Remember all of this stuff about, well, there's going to be distance. Trump is just attacking Jones. He's not explicitly endorsing Roy Moore. He's paralyzed by all the accusations against him. Blah, 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 blah. The President endorsing Roy Moore yesterday. So remember, these tweets come out, and it was yesterday morning, right? These tweets come out from the President of the United States. Very clear now. He supports Roy Moore. He's against Doug Jones. Well, he put a cherry on top. He called Roy Moore yesterday, according to one of Moore's campaign consultants, Drew Messer, who posted on Twitter, "Real Donald Trump called Moore Senate this morning," meaning those are the Twitter handles. "Great conversation. His parting words were, 'Go get them, Roy. Thank you, POTUS, for supporting the judge.'" A special election next week. Moore's wife, Kayla, also revealing that Trump called Moore yesterday. She wrote, "Judge Moore just got off the phone with President Trump. We have his full support. Thank you, Mr. President. Let's MAGA. Let's make America great again," she's saying. So the president supporting him. And then this is the tweet from earlier in the day that the president put out. "Democrats' refusal to give even one vote for massive tax cuts is why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. We need his vote on stopping crime, illegal immigration, border wall, military, pro-life, VA, judges, Second Amendment, and more. No to Jones, a Pelosi-Schumer puppet." So the president seeing the political benefit to having a Republican, of course, in the Senate.
And Doug Jones, there are ads popping up in Alabama. And I'm just going to read to you what it says, because it's hard to hear, because the recordings aren't that good of it. People like were recording it, holding up their phone to their computer where this website comes up. And it also comes across. I don't know if it's TV, but I know when you get on the computer and you're in that area, you're going to get this ad. And it says, "If you don't vote and Roy Moore, a child predator, wins, could you live with that? Your vote is public record and your community will know whether or not you helped stop Roy Moore." Now, that's patently false.
Right.
Your vote is not public record. No one knows how you voted. And there's another shorter advertisement that's clocked at 5 seconds. And it also says, "Your community will know whether or not you helped stop Roy Moore." At the end of each of the videos, the group Highway 31, which is a Birmingham-based pro-Doug Jones super PAC, claims responsibility for the ad, and they direct their viewer to its website. Here's the thing, though. Highway 31 is a source of nearly $2 million worth of ads. But this super PAC is structured, and they've structured their pending and spending in such a way that campaign finance experts say it's almost unprecedented. You can't find out who they are. No one knows who they are. So I find that very interesting. And the fact, though, that they are absolutely putting something out there that's false, that is being seen as voter intimidation, and could possibly, that's got to be looked into, is it legal?
Well, look, remember Ted Cruz in Iowa? The voter violation letters? There were letters sent to Iowa residents during the primary that told them that they had an F rating for how often they voted. It had their name next to it. It had a score of 55%, grade F, and then it had all of the neighbors' names listed below it, and it said F for them all being failures and having bad voting histories. It was just invented. It was fraudulent. It was meant to encourage you to go to the polls because Big Brother's watching whether or not you're voting.
And we're worried about Russian collusion. We're worried about the Russians interfering in our elections, and we have zero proof of that. We've got proof right here.
Meanwhile, the RNC, remember how they jumped out of the Alabama race? They were like, no more funding. On November 14th, they were like, they withdrew support entirely after those allegations of sexual misconduct, including one from a woman who spoke to the Washington Post, who was 14 years old at the time of the alleged incident. The RNC is resuming its financial support for Roy Moore's candidacy. The Breitbart News reported that yesterday, this follows the president's, of course, support for Roy Moore. So the RNC getting in line. And by the way, that kind of makes sense. The president is in charge, ultimately, of the party, and the RNC is following suit, offering financial support yet again to Roy Moore. Now this, I say all this as the Washington Post is out with a new story. One of the original accusers from their story, Debbie Wesson Gibson, now telling the Post that she was in her attic actually getting Christmas decorations down, and she noticed, as they write, a storage bin she said she had forgotten about inside a scrapbook from her senior year of high school, and taped to one of those pages, which was titled "Those Who Inspire," was a graduation card. On that card, quote, "Happy graduation, Debbie. I wanted to give you this card myself. I know that you'll be a success in anything you do, Roy." This is Roy Moore, allegedly, according to her, wrote this note to her. A lot of people have had questions about, remember Beverly Nelson and the handwriting in her yearbook, the idea of whether or not Roy Moore actually signed it. You put this note card up against that handwriting, it's either the same fraudulent handwriting or they're both Roy Moore. So, the Washington Post out with this new piece overnight. Worth taking a look at if you have questions.
So if you're an adult, never sign a kid's yearbook, even if you know them and they ask you to and you have nothing nefarious going on.
Well, and also if you're an adult, don't date 16-year-old girls. Just try and avoid that if you're 32. Just good rules for life. 743 on WMAO.
I listen to you every day.
Just about every single day.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAM.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust to put you first. Look no further. Call Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military veteran, uses a system for selling homes that creates so much more demand and gets homes sold a lot faster and for a lot more money than the average local agent. Kurt and Dawn of Alexandria had a rental property they wanted to sell as is. So Frank evaluated the home's condition, he established a plan, and the home sold within a single week at $11,000 above list. That's real money. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank at all. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. You don't make those types of guarantee unless you're a success, by the way, and Frank is. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent that you need when you are ready to sell that home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or go online to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in addition to our normal heavy volume for the rush hour, some hang-ups this morning. First, Suitland Parkway commuters are still, need to plan for this. We had the long-standing crash. It did close the lanes, but it's now cleared inbound Suitland Parkway at Firth Sterling before 295. So you're moving again, but definitely slow. And Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, took some of the hit with the bailout traffic. 295 north and up to the 11th Street Bridge, the volume toward the 3rd Street Tunnel to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. You're okay out of Virginia. It's out of Maryland, heavier than normal, back as you approach Route 5, Branch Avenue, to the bridge span. We're in those far right local lanes. That's where we had the incident along the left side. 66 in Centerville, crash to the shoulder. If you're keeping tabs of the calculation, if you're taking those toll lanes inside the Beltway, from the Beltway to D.C., it's now refreshing. Let's see, $29 for that one-way ride eastbound. On 95 out of Dumfries to Dale City and Woodbridge, slow the car fire and now taken care of near the Prince William Parkway. So that's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the way, then cooler to colder as we go through the rest of the week. Rain coming in this afternoon, a south breeze, 63. Tonight, rain early, 43. Tomorrow, near 50, which is average for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Garage door replacement is one of the most cost-efficient ways to transform your home. And for over 40 years, smart homeowners have chosen my friends at Overhead Door Company of Washington for sales and service. Visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough, just a second.
All right, so let me tell you about what's going on in Pink's life. You know Pink, the performance artist? Pretty talented, actually. She's always been a little out there. Well, she's got a new move. Her six-year-old daughter wants to marry an African-American woman, and she's really pumped about this. Her six-year-old pop superstar, Pink, saying, this is according to the Mirror publication, saying that she doesn't want her kids defined by their gender. And so her daughter Willow is already planning her future. She says she does not, the singer is championing gender neutrality. Gender neutrality. And reveals her six-year-old daughter has told her she wants to marry an African-American woman when she grows up. She's 38 years old, Pink, and she said this, quote, "I was in a school in the bathroom outside the kindergarten said gender neutral anybody. And it was a drawing of many different shapes. I took a picture of it, and I wrote progress. I thought that was awesome. I love that kids are having this conversation."
When I was in kindergarten, we went half a day. I don't remember what the bathroom was. But in my elementary school, each classroom had a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody went in it. Boys and girls. But it didn't say gender neutral.
Was it a single occupancy?
Yeah, single occupancy bathroom. That
I
was
see.
It. Right in the classroom. All the way through
sixth grade. Yeah, what's the deal with single occupancy bathrooms having, like multiple genders listed on them? Why don't you just write bathroom? like everyone knows how to use it, I think.
And actually, I take it back. It was just the lower grades. The upper grades, like I think fourth, fifth, and sixth, were in a different wing, and they had just like a gender. They had a boy's bathroom and a girl's bathroom, but they did not have bathrooms in the classroom. And as a kid, we're like, oh, we get to go into the big bathroom.
Wow.
It was so exciting.
Yeah.
But
now as an adult, you're like, I like the private restroom. It's amazing.
Exactly.
How it changes.
It all comes full circle.
she also said that, quote, "We are a very label-less household. Last week, Willow told me she's going to marry an African woman. I was like, great. Can you teach me how to make African food?" So Pink trying to appropriate African culture as well as she advances her daughter's progressive, woke worldview at the tender age of 6 years old.
All right. Well, first of all, the kid's named Willow, so there was your first warning sign right there. Right there, you knew where this was going. She's six. I'm not upset about this. I'm mm-hmm. sure that the kid will, you know, eventually rebel when she becomes a teenager.
She calls the little girl Willow, she calls the president of the United States Donald Duck Trumpet. That's her name for him.
She's being well indoctrinated.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to be a free thinker at all.
Anyway, that's Pink. 7:50 now on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the Stand-Up Guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Everybody has dreams.
fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience, then alerts the most qualified ones to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
7:53 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. No, scratch that. You know what? This is a time for a business report. Landon Dowdy. I'm sorry, I hear that music and I just rushed to traffic, but it's time for Landon.
You certainly don't want me giving you traffic, but I can give you market specs.
Would you do that? Thank you.
Here's what's happening today. The Dow begins the morning at an all-time high. Futures are mixed, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street. You could soon be driving and shopping if you're in a GM vehicle with a marketplace dashboard touchscreen. It'll let drivers order coffee or find gas while behind the wheel. GM has deals with Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, IHOP, and a few others to start. Shares of G3 Apparel Group are up 6% in pre-market trading on strong quarterly earnings from the parent of DKNY, Cole Haan, and Levi's. Netflix has one show many people only subscribe for. That's House of Cards, and it says it'll begin filming the final season next year without star Kevin Spacey. Moms are being warned about Kroger Comfort's water for babies. It's bottled water with added fluoride, and some bottles are being recalled because of mold. And here comes peanut butter flavored coffee with new Reese's peanut butter cup flavored cream from Danone's International Delight brand. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single, except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. The Beltway's been a little bit busy to the Wilson Bridge, understatement. As you come around from Joint Base Andrews, big delays to the bridge span. have the incident right on the bridge. I still see it looks like one help truck still there along the far left side of the Wilson Bridge in those local lanes. For 295, once you get there, northbound, a little bit of volume up toward the Bowling Research Lab, a Naval Research Lab, and then again as you approach the 11th Street Bridge. 395, it's been pretty calm, mellow, but the volume in Landmark, you get a little bit of a break, and then you'll hit the slowdowns again at the Pentagon. 66 in Centerville, that crash was cleared to the shoulder, and hang on, top side of the Maryland Beltway off of 95. Around to George Avenue, slow, past University Boulevard. Looks like we're having a little extra volume there. Might have a new incident right near 193. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet for the commute home. We should stay dry this morning. Clouds are already gathering. We'll go through the afternoon with some rain coming in. A south breeze, 63. Rain early tonight, 43. Tomorrow, near 50. With cloud and sunshine early. More clouds later. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 757 on WMAL.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, talking with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's been on the program for over a month now. JJ, give us an update, man.
I'm finally down over 20 pounds.
Oh, that's huge. That's a milestone. You get to lift the bag. Did you lift the bag?
I got to lift the bag. So they have this bag in the office there. And once you reach the 20-pound milestone, they get you to pick it up. And I'm a man. I'm like, hey, I can pick up a 20-pound bag. It was heavy. And I realized this thing that I was holding now no longer has a hold on me. I'm free of all that weight that was on my back and my knees, and it was causing me so much trouble.
Yeah, it really explains all those aches and pains after a while, doesn't it?
It does. I'm going to lose 85 pounds.
Wow.
And now I have the momentum, and I feel like anything is possible.
Join JJ, join me, join thousands of people who are discovering why EMP 180 is the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, we're going to be joined by the Virginia Transportation Secretary, Aubrey Lane, to discuss these I-66 tolls. Crazy.
All right, we'll take you on to that Conyers news. You're hearing about him planning on retiring. We'll tell you the contours of what's up with that. We've also got Larry Kudlow stopping by Mornings on the Mall. All ahead, 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. Two Arlington County elementary school teachers have been arrested and suspended from their jobs for smoking marijuana at Taylor Elementary School. A third teacher's been placed on administrative leave. According to court documents, the teachers were smoking in the school's phys ed office before classes and trying to cover the scent with air freshener. An informant told police one of the suspects was also distributing pot to other teachers. In a letter to parents, the school's principal says it's not believed any students were involved. Amid reports that some students who could barely read and write were allowed to graduate from D.C.'s Ballou High School, the city's making some leadership changes.
In a statement, D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson says Principal Reeves has been, quote, reassigned to another function in the district, and Willie Jackson will serve as acting principal of Ballou High School. The move comes following an investigation that uncovered dozens of students were allowed to graduate despite having missed, in some cases, as many as 90 days of school. Since then, Mayor Bowser has ordered an investigation to review district-wide policies. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro could be seeing some big changes under a bill from Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock.
Metro's been begging for more money from the federal government, and now it can get it.
In exchange for some considerable reform.
Chief among them says Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is saying goodbye to Metro's current board of directors, replacing it with a leaner five-member board.
To identify other reforms that would save money.
She's also calling for major labor changes, like converting pensions to 401ks and limiting overtime.
We want to control costs, but we want to make sure we are respecting and professionalizing the workforce.
Those changes could mean reopening Metro's compact, which requires consensus among lawmakers in Maryland, Virginia, and the district. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Republican National Committee is back in the Roy Moore business, throwing its financial support behind the GOP candidate for Senate in Alabama.
The shift comes hours after President Trump endorsed Moore, tweeting that the GOP needs Moore's vote to advance his political agenda.
Correspondent Kaylee Hartung, the support is not universal. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake.
I still think it's unfortunate. We're going to have a tough enough time in the coming years. Being the party of Roy Moore is not going to help.
The Republican Senatorial Committee says it also will not join the RNC in working to support Moore. We're awaiting official word today on whether President Trump's decided to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a potential move that already has several Middle East nations up in arms.